The little shoemaid was watching them both, giggling merrily.
You two are funny rabbits.
Diggs huffed as he proffered her a sweeping bow.
Hares, ma'am. Salamandastron hares of the Long Patrol. I'm Diggs, and this is my friend Buck. What? Pray, who have we the pleasure of addressing?
The shoemaid bobbed a quick curtsy.
My name's Flibber, but yous can call me Flib.
Buckler prodded the unconscious vermin with a footpaw.
Pleased to meet ye, Flib. What did these two want with you?
Flib shrugged.
I don't know, they just snuck up on me and tried to drag me off someplace. Don't know where.
She took the knife from the weasel and the club from the scraggy fox, commenting grimly.
But they won't do it again. No blinking vermins will. Ha! Just let them try, now that I've got a few weapons myself.
Diggs inquired.
What are you doing out here on your own, missy? Where are you from? What?
She pointed the blade at him aggressively.
None of your business, nosy.
Diggs went off to get their supply haversacks, chunnering as usual.
Mind my own jolly business, indeed. There's flipping gratitude for you. Lay two vermin low, save the wretch's life, and that's all the blooming thanks one gets. If I hadn't made her my business, she'd be in a bally bad spot now. Indeed she would. Ungrateful little snip. Younguns these days, what?
Buckler tried reasoning with Flib.
It wouldn't hurt to say where you hail from, Flib. What about your parents? I'll wager they're probably quite worried about you.
It was all to no avail. She scowled at him.
You're nosier than your pal you are. Listen, you attend to your business, and I'll see to mine. All right?
Buckler turned away from her.
Suit yourself, miss.
Diggs, returning with their gear, was greatly cheered when his friend announced that they were camped there for the night. He promptly began setting up preparations for a meal. Flib feigned indifference, though she spoke to Diggs.
What are you going to do with those two scum, eh?
Diggs cast an eye over the two unconscious vermin.
Couldn't say, really. What do you suggest?
The shrewmaid tested the edge of a knife blade.
Leave it to me. I'll slay him with this.
Buckler swiftly wrested the weapon from her grasp.
You'll do no such thing. Vermin or not, they're helpless creatures, unable to defend themselves.
Nothing daunted, she grabbed a club and waved it.
Stand out in me way, yous. They would have slayed me.
Buckler's long rapier sent the club flying.
You savage little murderer. Keep away from them.
Flib sucked a paw, scowling at him.
You two are daft. You're a right pair of softies. Don't you know that the only good vermin is a dead'un? That's what old Django says.
Diggs nodded as he chopped up a fruit salad.
I've heard that too. Who's this Django fella?
She curled her lip contemptuously at him.
I've told you once. Mind your own business, fatty.